Oh, want a jacket? Yeah, feathers.
I chopped off the Nebula Nucleus.
We ready to go.
Who fight Alex?
Go fans.
Yeah, the top line.
Thank you.
He just mentions that in Shah, Kabbalah Savoidah Selokim, which we haven't done yet, it comes before. Comes before Betochen even. Sorry, it comes. Sorry, no, I'm my head's still in last night's focus on above its right. I apologize. We're doing Shah Yichud HaMaisa, which is after Betochen. Sorry, the next Shah of Avodah Selokim is after Shah of Bechina. There he's going to discuss at length. The good, what's the good, the Kiva Gedoila, with that Hashem gave us the Torah. I'm not going to deal with that now. We'll deal with that when we get to Shara Vodas and Okiv. He just mentions that at the bottom. Okay. It's also correct to pay attention. To notice, to explore, to investigate the Chokhmah and the goodness of Hashem. Multitudes of people. They come to an agreement and a total muhedes. They all agree. Despite the fact that they're all very, very different. They appoint one of them as a melech upon them. They're all different, they all disagree on everything, and yet they prepare to have David HaMelech is now their king. And they will listen to him and do whatever he says. And they will relate to him, like the Torah says, you have to, with Yira, with Kovod. He will guard them. He will be concerned about them. He will judge them. The world would be a nicer place. We had a few more kings like that, but we're talking about a king in the true sense of the word. Like we have today. Today you don't have a melech. That's doyag leklal. You don't have any leaders or rulers today who really care about anybody else except themselves. Everyone has to therefore take care of themselves. And there begins the downfall of all societies. That all they care about is their rights. No one ever's going to build a tower or a wall around the city. And all you'll have is Efkeiros. Hashem puts into the minds of people, and you see that it's one of the biggest nisim in the world. Is people still go vote in elections. It's an untold miracle. I never got it until I realized it's a miracle. Why, who are you voting for? You think it's going to be better? You've been around for 50 years. You've been through 10 elections. And you've seen that. It just gets worse and worse, no matter who you vote. Everybody has high hopes for this guy, and he ends up to be the sheriff. So now we have the new sheriff, and everybody runs out to vote. Why still vote him? Well, we vote because we don't think you're going to vote. Instead, you'd still believe in the democratic process. You don't believe that somebody out there is going to be able to solve your problems, take care of you, improve the economy, all the things they say they're going to do. They never did. You're still going because why? That's what he's telling you. Because there's a Kodesh Baruch Hu implanted upon us. We need some kind of rulership. Otherwise, you have anarchy. Anarchy is worse than what you have today. If it wasn't for the fear of the state, people would eat each other alive. You're going to swap Biden with Trump or Trump with about with Obama or Clinton. And they still run out and vote. 80% of the people still go and put their little ballot in the box. It's no sense. If you think about it properly, intelligent people, especially, yeah, these are not intelligent people. You really think this one's going to be better than this one and that, and this one proved to be an absolute incompetent fool, but then he has a rerun, you know, they have rerun. And then everyone votes for him because this time he lied better. What happened? And people, they fought for it every time. It's an open miracle. And he explains where that comes from, where the sheresh of that is. The sheresh is, so what does Baruch Hu put inside of you? This the world can't exist here. Because however bad it is, I suppose it's better than nothing. Maybe not, I don't know. He's talking about a proper melech, probably a tober melech, his kiao melech. Talk about what we have today. As you said, there's this need of people to have a ruler. No matter how bad it is, and there's no one who's any better than the last one, so we still want somebody to take the reins. What kind of king they get in Akinamik? But I'm talking about why do they still want a king? Because that Hashem planted in us, and that's a miracle. That's an open miracle. Huh? You want someone to blame? That's not what he says. Now, could be you're right, but that's not what Hashem implanted in us. I'm learning Shara Bechina now. Shelo Ilam Kiyum. Interesting, anyway. And for sure, there's a benefit in having a melech. If this king happens to be a shame a Torah of mitzvahs, if he's shame of the chukim a Torah, and he rules and conducts his nation al pi tzedek, and in the good straight ways, v'kofuf l'Torah v'doig la'nogah shel yosher, and he himself is kofuf l'Torah. He doesn't do whatever he wants. Before he does anything, he has to ask himself, what does Hashem want from me? Shal yedei kach memsholto mitvaseses u'malchusum iskemes l'doimis. Then his memshala is founded, and it continues the day race. Kama shakosuf chesed ve'emes yitzru melech, the sword bechesed kisoy. What forms, what drives, what gives birth to the melech is chesed ve'emes, the sword bechesed kisoy. His whole malchus, his seat, his throne, his side, his assistant, his whatever, he's leaning on chesed. Ramu chazal, I mean, we paddle b'shleim shel malchus, she'il melo moire ish esrayu chayim boloi. If there wasn't a little bit of the fear of the death sentence, people would eat each other alive. And we see that. We see that. See what happened in America. All these liberal approaches to dealing with criminals leads to more crime, more murder, more than that. You see, people didn't have a bit of terror, they would eat each other alive. Ama aretz cheshed al ritzicha. And Ama aretz, what about a Jew? It's cheshed al ritzicha. Ah, we don't see Amaratzin going and killing people left, right, and center. You know why? Because they're scared. They know they're going to jail, they'll get caught, they'll whatever. So they're scared. But take away all that fear, Ama aretz is cheshed al ritzicha. He's a murderer. If it wasn't socially unacceptable and there weren't laws preventing it and jail sentences, then that's what would happen. Correct. Yeah, but it's not kol adam boiles avayro. Chai, I'm saying restraints. You're right. The more liberal you get, the worse the practice, for sure. In places where a guy gets caught stealing a chop off his head, there's not that much there, right? I'm not suggesting that we should do that. I'm just using it as an illustration. Okay. We did that, no? We didn't do this?
Yeah.
We did it?
Yeah.
So I'm Yetzer Adam on Kuf Pei. That's what your thing was. Let's do it then. Sounds okay, let's see it. I'm going back a bit. Sorry, if you're confused, then that's fine. Please. Yeah, we did do this, but okay, sorry. If you want to see miracles today, no, it's always good to do Chazara. That's a very right. More chashum this. If you want to see miracles today, similar to the ones that our ancestors saw, Yiten Mabat Amiti Al Kiyameinu Beina Umois Me'az Shanu Begolus. Then go have a look with the correct perspective on our continued existence amongst the Umois since we went into Golus. Our Klal Yisrael still here after 2,000 years? Oh, because we're stronger than the rest of the world. No. Even though we have a completely different worldview and we have a different value system and a different way of life, when Yodim, so he said, they know that better than us. Our financial situation amongst the Goyim is just as good as them. Could be our financial situation is better than that. Even in times of war and confusion. But the middle class and the poor people amongst the goyim work much harder than, he's generalizing, of course, and he's talking about then, I don't know today, don't have statistics. But the middle class and the poor people amongst them have a much harder time than the middle class and the poor people amongst us. Shem says, even when you'll be amongst all the nations and you'll be amongst your enemies and you'll be in Golas, I haven't despised you and I haven't abandoned you. We're your avodim and you haven't abandoned us at all. Ezra says that in Golas. Because this is the whole of Golas Yishmael. This is the pasuk where Reb Chaim Vital opens up the whole story about Golas Yishmael. Lula Hashem Shayelanu Yomeno Yisrael. Had Hashem not been with us, says Yisrael. Lula Hashem, it says it twice. Interesting. Wow, that's another shia. Shayelanu Bekum Aleinu Adam V'yesem Mizmor. Okay, that whole Mizmor, then Tinim Kuf Chavdad, it is the whole story of Golas Yishmael. Reb Chaim Vital in his Pirush HaTehillim goes into the whole sugi there, the maral, and that's all sugi of Golas Yishmael, which we're in the middle of. And person has to understand what that Golas is about. One day we'll have the share again on what's not happening. It's about to, I've sort of dredged up the energy to come back at Golas Yishmael. I used to give a series of sharing on Golas Yishmael. When this whole thing started, I started to have to do it again, and I just couldn't dredge up the energy. But I feel compelled to, so I'm busy putting it all back together again. But this is the sugya of Golas Yishmael. Adam, he's an Adam. He's a deep spiritual side to him. It's just his spiritual side. His Adam is a para. Understand what that means. Okay. Fine. So we did Chazorah for those who have seen it. We saw it again for whatever. Yeah, a person has to know how to look at the miracles of our existence. Our existence today in Eretz Yisrael is an open miracle. Anybody want to deny that? Anybody want to think that it's koich ve'etzim yadi? You're delusional in the extreme. The open miracle day in and day out of our continued existence. There's no reason that this country should be out today. Nothing, nothing at all. There's no derech ha-teva way to explain why we're still here today. Nothing, nothing. Somebody wants to try and explain it to me, I'm happy to be open to hear it. But it's going to have to take into account a lot of stuff that you can't explain. Why would 100 million people who want us dead, who spend their time doing nothing else other than planning, plotting, and designing ways to destroy us, have the most unbelievable opportunity to do it right now and they're not doing it? Explain that to me. Why? How are you still existing? They're scared of the aeroplanes. They're not scared of the aeroplanes. I mean, they're not. So what's scaring them? You see, you've been bombing them for 3 months nonstop. It's beyond comprehension how much you bombed that place. They're still sending rockets. They're still firing. They're still killing us. You leave them alone for 2 or 3 years, but they'll go back straight to what they were doing before. No, they learned their lesson. We taught them a lesson. They learned their lesson. They can't change them. Not Shaykh. The Rambam wrote about this at length. When did the Rambam live? 800 years ago? 700 years ago? When did the Rambam live? He wrote about the timing of the founding of that religion. He speaks about the founder of their religion. Speaks about them. So it must have been right about the time of the founding of this. He wrote a letter called the Gerasa Taiman to the people living in Taiman. He wrote a long letter. It discusses the whole of Goddess Yishmael. That's the core of all our understanding of this nation who they are. And he knew them because he lived amongst them. He knew them very well. And he talks about exactly what's going on today. Open miracles. Mama's open. Untold miracles. Untold miracles. The Koich Ve'etzim Yodi took a big punch on the 7th of October. Big punch. Because untold miracles happened there without any Koich Ve'etzim Yodi. How did that happen? If you want to think, you can think about it. If you don't, it's fine. You will let you sleep. Also fine. Okay. Back to the Melech. Okay. So that's an amazing thing to notice. That really speaking, we should have no desire, intrinsic natural desire, to have somebody ruling over us. Ask any kid, he'll tell you, don't tell me what to do. It's a very male thing, no? Don't tell me what to do. And yet everybody rushes out and wants the king, and wants the prime minister, and wants the president. Even though it's totally counterintuitive, because you know this guy's going to be no better than the next guy. You really believe something's going to change you? That's what Reb Dovid said. But he's not saying it. I don't believe that's what's driving people to the polls. I don't believe that's what's driving them. I think what he's saying makes more sense. Has been put into us something which doesn't make sense. That's what he's saying. It's built into. But I'm saying that's when you have a good king. Again, I don't have a problem when David HaMelech is the guy you want to be king. So that's not a nice. I don't find that miraculous. I mean, it's miraculous that everybody agrees that David HaMelech is the king, whatever he says, everyone listens to. I'm talking about today. Just have a look in every country in the world. This prime minister is better than this one, worse than this one. See, they don't know what they're doing. They're usually not the most upstanding members of society. They wouldn't be involved in politics in the first place. Very few. You could probably count them on one hand. The real, you know, righteous individuals that got involved in politics. Most righteous people stay very far away from politics and do good things out the political system. Push it, no push it.
Manage, it's like some Ben Adam. It's the Shamas of Rosh, but sometimes that we some sense, oh, it's the country. Sometimes it's the economic, he manages the country.
The
politics are nothing.
It's
a globality. It means even
the governor of the bank decides, and the politician, yeah, the politicians are all Kepnei Melech. Do whatever the nation wants. Yeah. See, a real king doesn't look and see what the people think.
Yeah.
He does what's right. His popularity has got down in the polls. Politicians today, they don't know what's right. They do what keeps their kiss of malchus in place. You watch the polls very carefully before you make decisions and make speeches. That's not a leader. That's a follower.
The first thing is to know what is right.
So that's what we said. That's why I said, if you have a king, those are state. Yeah. That's what says here.
Yeah.
Putin's probably the last recent righteous, upstanding leader the world saw, you know? Putin, a Russian guy, you know? He's a very concerned individual. He's very concerned about the poor Arabs, and he's very concerned about how people are treated and whatever, you know? So, this guy in Turkey also, a very upstanding, righteous individual, you know. They treat humanitarian all over the place, except in their own countries. You know, you can genocide entire nations, and then you understand what it is. So you get up and talk about other people killing a few Arabs. The Chinese can kill 2 million Muslims without the world even batting an eyelid. But they can come to us and tell us, excuse me, you know, you have to be concerned about humanity. The Chinese are concerned about humanitarian anything. It's a funny world we live in. Okay. I know that we saw. Okay. No. That's the next one. Sorry. Okay. The Kesefu Lazav. Everybody agrees on the value of silver and gold. Will it knot on Likmot Verosa? Will it study Litzbom M. Harbour? Who decided that gold is worth this? Haskoma is Haskoma, that's all. Supply and demand, Haskoma. Why is gold $2,000 an ounce or whatever it is? Because that's what people are prepared to pay. If you would say gold, who needs gold? Gold's ridiculous. Well, how did we come to? How did it come to? Look at gold. What are you talking about? Not so diamonds. Diamonds have no value. Diamonds intrinsically have no value. There is some industrial value in diamonds because they're very hard and you can make knives and cutters. But diamonds in the jewelry industry, who decided that? A Jew. No, one Jew got up and said diamonds are a gold's best friend. Oh, well, De Beers started long before De Beers. De Beers started with one Jew. Saying diamonds or gold gets friends. Diamonds or gold's friend. And he decided, since there's so many diamonds in the world, you'll never make a living out of diamonds because you just walk and pick them up on the beaches. So he came to an agreement with a certain country that diamonds became a very rare commodity. And anybody caught with diamonds didn't have a license to have them, used to go to jail for 20 years. We used to joke in South Africa. That's what I just said. We used to say that in South Africa, you get off light if you kill a few people, and if you get caught with an illegal diamond. And I wasn't joking. 20, 25 years for illegal diamond dealing. We kill someone in South Africa who says you'd even go to jail. I'm not exaggerating. How did that happen? What do you say? It's a nifla. Entire industries, entire, you know what I mean? You know, Jewish chassidus were made on the back of this sheker. How many didn't make panosa? Tada Yomazel is Israel's biggest industry, diamonds. I didn't know that. What's Israel's biggest industry? Diamonds. The biggest diamond polishing center in the world. Who would have thought such a thing? So that's Chokhmah Elyona. I'll meet us two for you, Barak. Everybody agrees. But it's not him, Likot Murosom, when he studied it's warm him, but people are running around trying to get more and more of him. But over Zoom, a rachma, a boy, a blan. So where's the rachamim? Where's the chesed in this? Why is this a good thing? Kedesh yisigu es kolat srachusom alida kesev azav. That people are able to buy things and get what they need using kesef and zav and whatever else today. Bitcoin. How's that one for an interesting miracle? How's that one? Everybody agrees on a value of something that doesn't exist. The thing has a value, and it's not a small part of the world's economy today. It's a major, major part of the world's economy. You buy and sell something that doesn't exist. There's no
trust in this.
That's what he said. But where's the chesed in that? The chesed in that is that people can now buy and sell and get food and get what they need. If your kablan didn't take money, because he didn't hold of this whole scammer that we all have, that there's certain value to certain things, you would never be able to build a house. You go to the McCollet and you want to buy bulk, and the guy says, how are you paying? You tell him, what do you mean? Credit card, shekels, gold, diamonds. He said, no, nah, I'm not into that stuff. That's what he said. When you go to McCollet and you give him 10 shekels and he takes it, that's instead of the bottle, why should he take it? Because he trusts that the government will give him value for that. Or the next guy he gives it to, maybe the next guy he gives it to says, I don't hold the shekels. Of course, it happened all the time. My grandfather told me all the time it used to happen. As the Gvul moved, it used to be like on a daily basis. You'd know what country you were living in. You went to sleep at night in one country, woke up the next morning in another country. No, in Russia, in Europe, East Europe. They moved to Gvulim all the time. This army moved there, and then you were living in this country. Then the army came back living in this country. It happened all the time. So you had a suitcase full of money, and the next morning you woke up, it was worthless because you were living in a country that didn't accept that money. It happens all the time. That happened all the time. That's why vodka became the major means of currency in Russia. Because everybody takes vodka. I don't know if it's real or not. Why do you ever take what I say seriously? I'm just making up stuff as I go along. It's based on what he's saying, though. You would starve to death. All the kesef and zav in the world wouldn't help you. You wouldn't be able to fulfill your needs. You've got a certain sickness, God forbid. Kesef and zav is not going to help you. Tzachar Rafur come from everywhere else. They don't usually come from gold and silver. There are certain Rafurs that come from gold and silver, but they're very rare. Then came Masha bin Adam Lahutim, Akra Kesev Azav, that which people run after Kesev Azav, who are people that say, Nosan Lem Teva li Shtoikek Lamaman. They share lo, Elam Kiyum. Otherwise, there wouldn't be a Kiyum in the world. When money stops moving around, the world comes to a crashing halt. Rabbi Hanan said, Shem Yochum Domov, that what caused the Great Depression in America, the 20s, was one small thing. Money stopped moving around. Hashem took the trust of people out of their hearts. So no one trusted anybody else. So people stopped lending money. The minute money stops moving, that's why it's called Zuz. Money is called Zuz because it has to keep moving. If it doesn't move, it has no value. People stopped giving other people money, lending money, the bank system came to a grinding halt, and the Great Depression started.
The same for the banking system, it's broken, but so long.